Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Today, I'm going to talk about the 8 obstacles to retirement. William Shakespeare wrote in A Midsummer Night's Dream, "The course of true love never did run smooth." The same can be said of retirement. You may encounter a wide range of pitfalls, obstacles, and traps as you approach your golden years. Understanding common obstacles to retirement is half the battle. Careful planning is the other half. In this episode, I'll cover 8 things to consider that may help you head off an uncomfortable financial surprise in your post-work years. The number one obstacle to retirement is income, or lack thereof. A 2024 AARP survey revealed that 1 in 5 Americans over the age of 50 have no retirement savings, and more than half of the respondents said they worried they would not have enough money to last through retirement. The good news is that it's never too late to start saving, though the further away from retirement is, the more time you have to save. Putting money away in an individual retirement account or employer-sponsored 401k can help you cover your expenses in retirement and close the gap between the amount you need and what you can get from Social Security. Keep in mind that, according to Policy Basics' Top 10 Facts About Social Security, by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Social Security only replaces approximately 39% of your past earnings. The next obstacle to retirement is the longevity risk. Long life is something we typically celebrate. Research into blue zones was an effort to find out what certain communities with large numbers of centenarians were doing right. But longevity does pose challenges. The longer you live, the longer your money has to last. An article by Go Banking Rates, 5 Financial Issues Only Women Face, states that for women, who often live longer than men and have less money saved, longevity can be a real roadblock to retirement. Are you sure your retirement strategy will help you fund your retirement lifestyle for 2 or more decades? Will you have enough flexibility for your finances to adapt if a medical condition upends your plans? The third obstacle to retirement should be a familiar one: taxes. You still have to pay taxes when you retire, but there are strategies that can help you minimize the size of your IRS bill. You may be able to move into a different tax bracket and reduce your burden regardless of your income. An Investopedia article, "Is Social Security Taxable? How Much Will You Pay?" says 3 ways to reduce taxes on Social Security, including placing retirement income in Roth accounts, withdrawing taxable income before retiring, and purchasing an annuity. A financial services professional can help you determine which, if any, of these options you should consider. Market downturns present another common obstacle to retirement. Market fluctuations are normal, but it's likely that a market downturn will occur sometime before or during your retirement. However, there are strategies you can use to get through these troughs and increase your peace of mind. If your financial plan factors in dips in the market, you may have a better chance of having enough to cover your expenses, regardless of whether the trend favors bulls or bears. The next obstacle on the list is inflation. Like taxes and market downturns, inflation is another unavoidable fact of life that can get in the way of your retirement. You don't want the cost of groceries and gas to eat away at the money you've saved. Your financial plan should include money that can grow and help you keep up with inflation. Next on the list is Medicare, or rather, the things Medicare doesn't cover. Medicare coverage begins when you turn 65, but you have options beyond signing up for Original Medicare. Choosing carefully among your options is important because the decisions you will make affect your level of coverage and your out-of-pocket costs. Think carefully about your healthcare needs and balance them with your cash flow as you weigh your options. A major obstacle to retirement is long-term care, or more specifically, how you'll pay for it. Medicare provides vital coverage for healthcare, but many people don't realize that Medicare only provides short-term coverage for things like nursing home stays and home health services. In fact, Medicare only pays for 100 days of care in a skilled nursing facility during a single benefit period. That information comes straight from the horse's mouth. Just go on Medicare.gov and search for a document titled Medicare Coverage of Skilled Nursing Facility Care to see for yourself. Now, if Medicare only covers 100 days, that means if you plan to live in a facility long term, you'll need another source of payment. A KFF article, A Look at Nursing Home Facility Characteristics between 2015 and 2024, tells us that for 63% of people, Medicaid is the primary payer. But relying on Medicaid may mean you have fewer choices. A document created by Wayne State University titled Medicaid versus Long-Term Care Insurance offers a breakdown of the differences in coverage between the two. For instance, the facility you'd prefer may not accept Medicaid patients, and if the facility you're in stops accepting Medicaid, you may have to move, not the sort of thing you'll likely want to experience in old age. Long-term care insurance can help you stay in the same place, whether that's in a facility of your choosing or in your own house, with the help of home health care workers. Long-term care insurance can also give you access to more services in a nursing home, such as a private room, off-site trips, personal care, and so on. The last obstacle on the list, and the toughest to talk about, is losing a spouse. The death of a spouse presents one of life's most difficult emotional challenges, but it can also trigger financial problems. The widow's or widower's penalty can make it difficult for the surviving spouse to maintain his or her standard of living after the other is gone. A solid retirement strategy includes an action plan that will ensure that the surviving spouse does not need to face a lifestyle downgrade after the other passes. If you have any questions about your retirement strategy and how to avoid the pitfalls I've covered today, please visit my website at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. If you enjoy the show today, please visit my website and click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Byrd offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508, and SEC-registered investment advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Byrd and Ronald Byrd, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Byrd and Ronald Byrd, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.